Hare Krishna. I'm going to just follow a sequence of devolution or degradation that's described in Srimad Bhagavatam in Brahma's creation, and specifically it talks about the creation of the offspring of irreligion. And it's very interesting because it's not just a matter of what offspring are, or and these are the personalities who represent these qualities, but obviously these are also the qualities that follow one from the other if we entertain them, if we give way to them. And therefore, the description starts with irreligion. The beginning is irreligion, who then marries falsity. When you're irreligious and one doesn't follow properly spiritual practices, then obviously you have to lie. You have to concoct all kinds of false religions, false ideologies, in order to support that type of lifestyle, conduct, speech, and so on. And the children of irreligion and falsity, or the consequence of irreligion and falsity, is bluffing and cheating. Because when someone speaks falsehoods, then they have to bluff. And of course, bluffing and cheating are very similar characteristics. One is the verbal and the other is the physical. The physical consequence of bluffing is that you become a cheat, you become dishonest. And of course, in order to cheat others, and now here comes the offspring of bluffing and cheating, is greed and cunning. So to be a cheat, either you're a good cheat or you get caught. So cheating means you have to be very cunning. And of course, with cunningness, you have all kinds of risks that come along. And in order to be willing to accept these risks, for instance, in the world, if you become a cheat, then you can end up in jail. So why take that risk? Because of greed. So the offspring of bluffing and cheating, bluffing is the husband, cheating is the wife, is greed and cunning. Cunning is the wife and greed is the husband. So then one becomes very greedy, and greed is what inspires you to willing to continue taking that type of risks. But there is a result from both greed and cunning. And then we have to remember that all these other qualities are also there, so they're just like not only giving birth to each other, but just like a family. You've got the parents and the grandparents and the great-grandparents. They're also all there. And all of these other offspring are also there. So greed and cunning means angry and envy. How can you remain greedy and greedy? Because you're envious of what other people have. Just by being cunning and so on doesn't necessarily mean that you always get what you want. And when you can't get what you want, then kama esha, krodha esha, then one becomes angry. So angry is something that builds in a person. Anger, the male, envy, the female, and they give birth to kali and harsh speech. So then obviously one is now really residing in Kali Yuga and becomes a victim of Kali. And one of the symptoms of Kali is harsh speech. People speak badly. Family members don't speak nicely to each other. Juniors speak badly to seniors. Krishna talks about avoiding speech that offends or speaking nicely as being the austerities of speech, the austerity of the tongue. And of course we see that swearing derogatory speech is something that's common in the world today, and sometimes I'm very surprised that I hear that even devotees swear or speak, use harsh language. And of course that means that they're submitting themselves to Kali's family. And with all of these ill qualities, what is the consequence? The consequence becomes fear and death. Fear comes due to bodily identity. All of these types of activities breed and feed bodily identification. And when we fear that we're this body, then we fear death, rather than death being the opportunity to go back to Godhead. That we fear death. Why? Because of, and here are the two offsprings of death and fear, excessive pain and hell. One cannot transcend pain, and of course along with death comes pain, along with sickness and old age comes pain, but over and beyond that is that if one commits so many sinful activities, one has to be punished. And that excessive pain is what comes in hell, and therefore sinful living entities take birth again and they go to hell. Of course, Vaishnavas should be absolved from going to hell, but if one doesn't take shelter of the holy name, or for some reason doesn't get Krishna's mercy, then even that's a possibility. So one needs to be extremely careful. In any case, even given that we don't go to hell, but still one departs from the principles of devotional service and from the principles of real religion by indulging in irreligious activity and falsity. So these become the gateways to all of these things. And as Krishna says, Trividham narakasedam kama krodha tata lobha. This lust, anger, and greed are the gateways to hell. So being very careful to follow real religious principles, and then one is sure to be elevated rather than being degraded by these different offsprings of irreligion and falsity which Brahma has created, and which is especially rife in this age. Hare Krishna.